November 1st, James M. Gray.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
James Gray was the first president of Moody Bible Institute, assuming the role in steps, dean to coordinate dean to president, after D.L. Moody died. From 1904, when Gray was appointed dean, to 1931, the number of students at Moody increased 1,464%, and its assets grew 1,444%. Gray also established Moody's still popular radio ministry, station WENR. Gray taught and wrote and traveled and preached, and he kept on until he was 83. On this date, in 1934, Gray resigned as the president of the Institute and became president emeritus. That didn't mean he stopped working. He still traveled extensively and taught and edited the monthly periodical of the Moody Institute.
When doubt intrudes, let the word of God be the final verdict. As a lecturer, dean, and later president of Moody Bible Institute, Dr. James M. Gray handled a lot of questions from theological students. He had a unique gift for making complex things easy to understand. One day, one of his students, visibly distressed, went to visit Dr. Gray. Without wasting time, this student confessed what was on his mind. He was afraid he wasn't saved. Happily, already knowing where he would turn, Gray pulled out his Bible. Though doubts in the heart of a man can overcome him, the word of God in the hands of another man can bring hope and peace. Gray took him to those wonderful words found in John chapter 5, verse 24, and he had the student read them out loud. The student was still unsure of himself, but Gray was agreeable and sympathetic, so he began to read. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." No immediate revelation came down on the student, so Gray, who could so gently lead people to truth without humiliating them, asked some questions. "You have heard the words of Jesus?" "Yes," replied the student. That wasn't difficult to answer. Gray's second question was just as plain. "You believe him who sent him?" Again, this was a no-brainer for the theology student. "Yes." "Then what have you got?" Gray asked, watching the student's reaction. There was hesitation, but once again, the student realized it was all in that small verse. "I have everlasting life." Pressing on, Gray nudged him further. "And what else is true of you?" The student hesitated longer this time and then answered steadily, "I shall not come into condemnation." "And what else?" After the longest internal struggle yet, the student broke free and he sighed deeply. "I have passed from death into life," he answered, smiling joyfully. Neither one questioned what to do next. They just knelt and praised God. Something so simple filled the student with excitement. He grabbed his teacher's hand and thanked him profusely for helping him. But all Gray had done was lead him to the truth, and God did the rest. "Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom," Colossians 3:16, because the unfolding of God's word gives light, it gives understanding to the simple, Psalm 119:130. Today, what can you study in God's word to remind yourself of his rich truth? When doubt intrudes, let the word of God be the final verdict.
Hey, welcome 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mott. Today is November 1st and I'm joining you from Jerusalem. I wonder to myself as I listen to the story of James M. Gray today, how would I have responded to this young man who came to me with doubts and questions about his salvation? How would you have responded? I thought to myself, I probably would have reminded him of God's enduring love for him. I would have probably taking him back to those first few moments when he first came into relationship with Jesus. And I would have tried to remind him of the reality of that relationship and tried to reconnect him to it. But here's the thing. There's nothing that's as powerful, there's nothing that's as true and right, nothing that is as strong as God's words to destroy the doubts in our hearts and in the hearts of another man. No matter how wise our words could be, no matter how true our words could be, there's nothing that's as strong as God's word. And I watched and was challenged as I watched how James Gray handled this situation today. He didn't lean into his own understanding. He didn't kind of draw on his own experiences, his own wisdom, his own words. And this is the challenge for us today, guys. I think too often when we're facing situations in our lives and in other people's lives, we lean into our own experiences, our own understanding. We draw from our own wisdom and our own words, when all we really need is right here in God's word, God's sharp, two-edged sword. But it's not always the first tool, the first weapon that we pick up when we go into battle. I know this from experience. I'm assuming this is also true in your life. We lean first into our own experiences and our own wisdom, our own understanding. So this is the challenge that I want to leave with us today, guys. Would you be willing again to pick up God's sword first as you go into battle in areas and situations in your own life and in other people's lives, and begin to use God's word first to solve all of the different problems and situations in your own life and in other people's lives? That's our challenge today, guys. God bless you and have a great day.